Hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
And you're Julie, aren't you?
Yes, and we have a new member of the audience that's listening right now.
Yes.
Elliot.
He's
Elliot
here.
Elliot Stabler Peters, our Wheaton Terrier.
Yes.
He arrived yesterday.
Oh. Well, we had to go pick him up.
Right.
There was no arriving. That would have been lovely.
It'd be nice if you could just UPS him.
Yeah, please.
We had to drive 2 hours.
And that was close. I mean, there were some that, there are breeders all over the place, and this was the closest one. I felt lucky.
Mm-hmm.
I felt really lucky.
Mm-hmm. So we get to talk about Elliot a little bit tonight.
I do. I've got a lot to talk about again.
Mm-hmm.
I want to propose something different first because this is totally off topic that we're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Tell me.
Okay. Well, first up, everyone, we're going to have a big show tonight.
Do we really?
Well, you know, it's so funny. We have Elliot, our Wheaton Terrier, Elliot Stabler Peters, after Law and Order Special Victims Unit, Elliot Stabler.
Okay, Julie.
But
you know what, though, he's only been here 24 hours, but he's just Elliot.
He's just Elliot. Well, his father's name is Mr. Darcy.
Yes. And his mom is Miss Lizzie.
Yes. And the funny thing about this is that it has really brought up a huge amount of emotions. Based on prosperity that I kind of want to talk to you about.
Okay.
Because I don't know. It's like I've been really working on upping my prosperity quotient.
Right.
Taking to the next level.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it is, it's just, you know, it is an attitude.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever that means to you, because
right.
It could mean different things for different people. But you know what? Where I'm at is really like not being like choosing where I spend my money, you know, and enjoying giving because I love to give, enjoying receiving because we've shared that story before
mm-hmm,
where
right.
we had a client who wanted to give us more money and we turned her down. And I'm like, why would I?
Because we have a hard time receiving.
Yes,
but no longer.
And
we worked on that, and ta-da!
Ta-da!
Cured it.
And cured it is exactly right. Mm-hmm. We're cured. But the fact that we paid for our dog, our puppy,
mm-hmm.
kind of a little bit of good money, has been kind of this
very interesting,
rumbling little thing in the family.
Not our family, but in your side.
On my side, with your
guy and his clan.
Yes.
For whatever reason.
Oh, yes. Especially since they spend money like crazy on other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But so I want to talk about that a little bit and how I see it, how I can work through this. And how, you know, there's that quote from Anna Nin. Is that how
Anna East Nin.
Anna Nin.
Oh, okay.
Nin.
What's the quote?
I'm going to tell you right now. The quote is this. Here's another quote I like. Okay, come on. Well, one quote is, I hate men who are afraid of women's strength. Yeah, I like that quote.
Mm.
But no, we do not see things as they are. We see them as we are.
Yes.
And I've had to deal with that.
Right.
Because where I see Elliot is like, yes, we're prosperous.
Mm-hmm.
We have a good dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you more of this, you know, I mean, here,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have a good dog that doesn't shed, and we paid decent money for him. And you know
mm-hmm.
what? Praise God, we had the money to do it. And it wasn't out of lack. It was out of abundance.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. It was fun.
And it still is. You know, you said to me this morning or this afternoon, I don't remember, you said, Mom, you know, having Elliot here hasn't changed our lives, really. Very much at all, except that we are all happier.
Yes.
And that is the truth.
And just yesterday, I was listening to one of my spiritual mentors, and he said, and this is a little contrary to what Tony Robbins says, because Tony Robbins talks about being happy really is when you see success in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, this guy goes, you know, you really can't get success, quote-unquote, supernaturally, with least effort, unless you're happy. and really happy. And I thought,
100%.
You know, we joyfully paid for this dog, had fun with it, mm-hmm. and we are happy right
and
now.
And really, you know, we didn't think anything about this
no.
until last night. You went to the Morton Arboretum, which is mm-hmm. is it in Wheaton?
Is Morton a town?
Oh, I don't know.
It's near Lyle in Naperville.
Okay.
So
I don't think it's no.
It's a suburb of Chicago, mm-hmm. and it's a pretty nice suburb of Chicago. But they had this arboretum there, and lots of trees, of course.
Huge.
And they had this 2-mile walk of lit trees, and it was beautiful. And you had to buy tickets ahead of time, and I think like 5,000 people they live in it too mm-hmm. a night. And it was my birthday present, and so Doug took me out there with him, his daughter Hillary, and her husband, and their cousins, where their one cousin from the suburbs and her husband, and we all went, and we had a really nice time. And this is kind of where it started, the rumbling, because mm-hmm. Dave goes,
On the way there.
Oh, after dinner, he goes, well, so how much did that dog cost you? Because I don't hear about this breed very often. You know, mm-hmm. how much did it cost you? And I know you had to travel a long time to get it. And I go, well, he goes, was it like $1,200? I said, no, it wasn't $1,200. It wasn't that much. I go, but, you know, it's worth every penny. You know, he's going to be part of our life for 15-plus years. I said, he doesn't shed. I mean, what's a non-shedding dog worth to you that's going to be keeping its puppy nature for its mm-hmm. whole life? I mm-hmm. mean, it's priceless, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that was one of the reasons that we did like this breed. Number one, my brother, John, has this breed, and he is like the persnicketiest person.
Yes, that's why.
And does his due diligence mm-hmm. and research, and he loves Max.
Yes.
And Max is darling. And, you know, we hadn't really thought of Wheaton Terriers, but...
I didn't know about them, really.
Really, we love Border Collies.
Yeah.
They're working dogs, and they really reflect who we are. But when we heard that the Wheaton Terriers are a working dog...
Yes.
...but doesn't work like a dog, they retain their... As long as you play with them every day, they retain their puppy nature all their lives.
So we thought
I just fell in love with that.
Yes. This idea that you can work like a
yes.
dog, but no,
no
work, no. be a working dog.
Be a working dog,
but not work
like a dog. And
exactly.
retain your puppy nature.
And the one
all
thing,
your life.
Having two Border Collies, and if anybody knows about Border Collies, their focus is so strong
mm-hmm.
that it feels like a job to own them sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And we spent a lot of time
managing
their state.
Yeah. I mean, they were. I mean, Charlie Ray. You've heard us talk about him. He was the love of our life,
mm-hmm.
and smart as a whip.
Yes,
and lovable.
I mean, we could play hide and seek with each other.
Really,
that's how
yes.
good he was.
Yes,
and he taught us how to get the paper from
mm-hmm.
We walked out once with him to get the paper, and then all we had to do was tell him to get the paper,
mm-hmm.
and that was it.
Mm-hmm. And really, the paper was in a mailbox.
Right, the mail, exactly.
So he would walk out there, you know, stand up in the mailbox, pull the paper out. So, I mean...
And he wouldn't walk. I would go to the paper.
Bound, that's right.
Wrong.
Yeah. Not he didn't do anything. So.
No.
So we loved our Border Collies. And it's been... Charlie died in 2011 and Molly in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And so we sort of... At that time, thought, no, we're not going to get any, you know, nothing could replace Charlie Ray or Molly Marie. So, you know, and the day came, and I'm going to quote Anna E. Nim
yeah.
again.
Yes.
And the day came to remain tight in a bud was greater than the risk it took to blossom.
Yeah.
And so we started wanting to blossom again.
Yes.
We started we opened the door a little bit.
Yes.
And then some more grief would come out.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you love a dog, you know, you love your pet companion, your pet family, it fills your life.
Mm-hmm. It definitely. And what I know today as well, you had a a phone call with a great friend of yours yesterday. No, it was a Friday night.
Friday night.
She had a little boyfriend trouble.
She needed to talk to her best friend. Go ahead.
She had a little boyfriend trouble and needed to talk to her best friend.
Yes.
And so she called, best girlfriend. And it was it was interesting because at that time, you were talking about Elliot, like, he's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I just couldn't imagine where I would pull the time out of.
Right.
I mean,
she's like, I can't imagine doing what you're doing. And I knew that to be true.
Right.
And there was a time for me that it did, our puppies go with us everywhere.
Right.
And so there was a time that, it was an interesting kind of freedom.
Yes.
To not have to, okay, puppies, we're going to go bye-bye and eat them all, and they load them into the van. And especially as they were older, we got this kind of plank that they wore.
Yeah, in the van, yeah.
Yeah, thank to you. Help them get into the van. And, I mean, but it's what you do. And so I did sort of enjoy that freedom after a while, But then, like I said, once that door gets open and you start letting yourself entertain that thought, even though, you do lose a lot of freedom and or whatever you want to say, But he's here.
Yes, but here he is. He's sitting in his playpen, sleeping. Mm-hmm.
We went to the thrift store and got an old playpen, just a child's playpen.
Yeah.
I think it was like $8 or something.
But
he loves it.
He loves it, and he's content.
He's content.
But here is what we've done differently. We didn't know about border collies back in the day,
mm-mm.
And I think we didn't really invoke our power of choosing right, or even, not that we would have chosen differently, but knowing who we are now, we have been seeding all along the way that we would get the right dog for us and our family.
Oh, my gosh.
And for the last 6 months, really.
Yes.
And then also visualizing and prophesizing over our life with this puppy and how he will behave and how he will react and how he will, and like today, I've had a hugely busy day today and got a lot of stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? I still have a puppy.
That's
and
right.
Guess what? I've already taken him out several times, and I've already loved him, and I got a lot of stuff done today, and I've been happy.
Yes.
And, wow, wouldn't that be lovely if, all the prophesizing over our lives, all the intention, all the bringing forth, creating, putting into that void what our desire was for this puppy.
And 3 weeks ago when we picked Elliot out, This wasn't the guy that we initially picked.
No, we had seen.
The litter only had 2 males
mm-hmm.
and 5 females, and we wanted a male. So we met with both of them.
Oh, and it was so funny because you put out there too. You said, God, I'm going to need help with choosing because I don't want to have a big choice to make.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I need for my dog.
Right.
And we get there, and gratefully, there's only 2 males. And the funny part is that when we picked him up on Saturday, the other person who got the other male was there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because I didn't want to say, oh, yeah, I turned your dog down.
No. No. Thank you, Julie, that you didn't.
I didn't say that. Well, and because he was really, okay, our dog is cute.
They drove like 4 hours to get their puppy.
And the dog was cuter. I mean,
yeah. When we first 3 weeks ago, we picked the other dog initially,
right?
Because he was smaller and cuter, and then we went and played with him, and he was just shy, and didn't wag his tail. And Elliot just came up, and not the most attractive dog, but loved us,
right?
Totally. Licking, engaging, eye contact.
Right.
And we're like, oh, come on.
Right. And the only reason why not the most attractive is just because his face he's got a really dark black beard.
Yes. This breed has a beard, even though they're only 10 weeks old.
Yes.
and so he's like a little you know, kind of reddish colored dog, but he's got a big black face.
Yeah, and
like
he's just
the Wolfman.
And you know, and the truth is, I can't see his expression.
You know, yes,
and,
right.
And that's one thing I really like about our dogs.
Yeah,
I like to see their expression.
Yeah, with Charlie Ray.
Yeah,
he would smile.
Oh,
he would sing.
Yeah. Because so he just got, and the other dog had this grayer looking beard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was so hysterical. But so I do realize that we've seen it all along the way and the power in that. Mm-hmm. And we have another thing that we're trying to do in the next 11 months that we're seeding for. I'm not going to tell everybody because I want to just.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, no problem. Huh? Mm-hmm. And all on their way. And so I realized the power, and I had forgotten that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think where I'm at now, like previously, just seeing you and me, girlfriend, and everybody else who's listening.
And the lovelies.
Yeah, the lovelies. And I'm sure they can relate, is that previously invoking law of attraction, I think deep down I would try so hard. And if it didn't happen, I'd be so disappointed. And kind of cut off any joy I was having,
mm-hmm.
even though the whole idea was to be happy
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
But it was always be happy now so that you could get something from the
mm-hmm.
in return.
It's so true.
And
now that we understand, like, this idea of flowing like a river,
yes.
let your joy flow like a river.
Yes.
And it's so much... less effort, so much joyful,
yeah,
so much flowing, and easier.
Oh, yeah. It is. And I've been really working with a lot of different aspects of prosperity and where I've come from and where I've been, feeling very blessed, and then also knowing what's my next step. Because
oh, yeah.
I can still feel...
Well, you're going to talk about how everybody... You didn't tell how much... the dog caused
right.
last night at
well,
dinner.
Right.
But then you went over to the moms, and they were all over there, and she asked you, so they must have talked before you got there. Ask Julie how
right.
much the dog caused. It was, for whatever reason, you were needing this lesson.
I did, exactly.
Because it wasn't about them, but it, you know, in the sense that they were all wanting to know how much this dog
well,
caused.
Well, and I realized that we don't see the world as they are. We see the world
as
we are. And
thank
so,
you, Anna.
And they see the world as they are. And so here we are. And I'm hearing this.
That's me getting my
oh,
water.
Okay. Oh, I'm
sorry.
Hearing this low hum. I think it's a plane passing over.
Oh, no, that is a plane,
okay.
Yeah.
And
unless it's a UFO.
Yeah, I don't know. So here we are last night. I was hit like, so was it 1,200? I'm like, no, it wasn't that much. Mm-hmm. And then today, you know.
The mom asked
the,
you.
The Grammy asked
Grammy,
me.
Yes.
So how much was it? I go, well, David asked, and I said, he asked if it was 1,200, and I said, no, it wasn't that much. And then she goes, well, was it 800? I go, well, no, that's a little too low. He goes, well, okay. Then I go, it's somewhere in between there. And then I felt like, why do you guys care so much? And here's the deal. I don't judge them on what they spend their money on.
Mm-mm.
But for whatever reason...
And they spend crazy.
Yes.
Although we're not judging.
No
right.
judging.
Right, right.
But it was weird because whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
they saw this dog being bought
mm-hmm.
as crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that I saw this dog being bought as expansion.
Mm. A blessing.
A blessing. Mm-hmm. A blessing. And it was funny to have to, and
feel
it,
like
it,
you had to
it
defend
did draw up
it.
Emotions of being, I had to judge, I had to defend my decision.
Right.
And I did make excuses like, oh, like, well, you know, this breed isn't shed. He's hyperallergenic. And with my allergies, I really need that. And I'm, why am I defending anything?
Mm-hmm.
The true reason why we have this dog and this breed is because he's like the best part of our border collies, which is...
Mm-hmm.
A working dog.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
Smart. Without working like a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And will keep his puppy nature.
Yes.
That's why.
And you can see that we're mirroring that. We're looking for something to mirror.
And the benefit is he doesn't shed. That wasn't a big problem with the border collies, but mm-hmm. Doug has a St. Bernard.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Holy Mother of God.
Even though Bear is cute and everything.
Oh, my God, he's darling.
The best, shedding
good
is...
Good dog. Best dog.
is, well, not next to Ellie.
I know, of course not.
But, you know, if you even brush by him, you know, you've got to take everything off. It's done for the day.
And the slobber.
And he likes to come in. We used to take him to the dog park, take Bear. And he, did you say slobber?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the viscosity of the mucus, crazy.
And those are two words
crazy
you don't
thick.
Like to have in the same sentence.
Mm-mm.
Viscosity and mucus. Because it's just like, you know, it ain't clear. It's not water.
And, yes, yeah, thick.
Oh, I know.
And it's everywhere.
And I told Doug one time, I said, I love Bear. His personality is so sweet. He's a wonderful dog. And he'll jump on you. And I know to some people who have big dogs, you shouldn't allow your dog to do this. I get it. He's not my dog. But so I allowed him to do this. He would jump on me on the sofa and just lay across me.
And he's a big dog.
He's a big dog. And he would just, like, he just loved it. I didn't mind it. I was content. I know you shouldn't do it with a big dog. They should. But I was okay with it.
One
he wasn't my dog.
That, yeah, you know, I do adore Bear as well. But he doesn't make eye contact.
Right. Well, he just has those sad eyes.
He's got sad eyes, yeah.
Droopy eyes. But he's a good-looking St. Bernard. But he has those sad eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we wanted that with a little more expression as well. But I never realized, like, God, I don't know if I can handle the slobber and
no.
the hair.
But, you know, it was interesting because you still had to, you did, if you were telling me, you did feel like you had to defend the, you know, the purchasing.
Yes.
Of his
and
dog.
Like, oh,
because,
yeah.
and we you know, Granny Rose is our mm-hmm. our shelter here in town. And we dedicated our book, The Clutterfly Effect.
Which you can get on Amazon.
Kissed. Go ahead and tell that.
Yeah, go get our book, The Clutterfly Effect. Tweak your way to total transformation by decluttering your life so that a portion of the profits
royalties.
Go to, the royalties go to.
Granny Rose.
Yeah.
I mean, we actually put it in the book. And
yes.
Because we've been contributing to Granny Rose for years, and so we thought it would be awesome to, you know, make it a part of, you know, our book and everything. But the more we got to know the people, and this doesn't stop the good work they do.
No, not at all.
But they're just
crabby.
Rude.
Yeah.
Crabby.
And there was a dog.
Mean.
I know.
Thank God. I mean, imagine maybe they love you if you're a doggy or something. But
and maybe that's it. Maybe that's it.
But if you're a human, get away. Like,
I don't know. Or maybe it's just me they hate. I don't know.
So we attempted to two or three times to look and see what they had. And Julie found one that you really liked. It was a girl.
Yes. Sweet girl.
And but they were,
and he was a small German Shepherd, a German Shepherd mix. And you always want a German Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
Right.
Because they look scary to me. However, this one's a mix. And you can see the German Shepherd in her, but she was sweet and little and still puppy. You know, I think she was like 6 months old, not
mm-hmm.
6 weeks or 12 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, I don't know what it was, but I took her out for a little walk. And
oh, yeah, that's right.
And she sat down on the grass, on the snow.
That's right.
And they said, they just came out and goes, we, you know.
Screaming at you.
Yeah, well, you know, not so, it was pretty extreme.
Hollering and yelling and screaming at you. What's wrong with you, woman?
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad, but I did feel like we had a confrontation. I'm like, oh, sorry.
What'd she say to you, though?
I don't remember. You know me, I block those things out really
fast. I know you do.
As soon as they happen.
Mm-hmm.
But so then I go in and I go, well, how would I go through the process of trying to adopt?
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to fill an application, and it takes at least 2 to 3 weeks for you to be approved. And we'd have to have an in-home inspection. I'm like, what the heck?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. And then all of a sudden I just felt like, you obviously don't want me to adopt this dog.
And it wasn't free.
Oh, no.
It would have ended up costing us about $250, $300.
Of course. And which is fine. That's not the problem. But it was just, then I just thought, you know what? Then this little guy came to us, this idea, and it was just easy.
Mm-hmm.
It was effortless. And then it took more time, 6 months before the right dog came to
Isn't
us.
Isn't that true?
It had to be in perfect timing.
It was in perfect
dog.
Timing. So, but that was your lesson, though. Everybody wanted to know how much this dog cost, and in the
and
questioning,
why I didn't get a shelter dog, since
yeah.
I'm so much.
But in the questioning was implied
yes.
that there was something, you know,
crazy
wrong with you,
yes.
or too extravagant.
Exactly. I had to justify that. It was,
yeah.
And so I have.
And you were like, no, I'm not going to justify anymore.
I'm not going to justify mm-hmm. this anymore. Exactly. That's the way I feel.
Yeah.
I mean, how do we live with prosperity and
mm-hmm.
abundance?
Yeah, and because once we made the decision to bring joy back into our life again,
yeah.
I mean, this specific kind of joy.
Right.
Which can only be gotten this way.
Exactly.
I think.
Oh, I totally agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of other things that can bring joy, mm-hmm. but this little guy here, and I know we've only had him 24 hours, but he's the best. He has no drama.
And
compared to our border collies.
And when we had the radio show previously,
mm-hmm.
and with one of our dogs,
mm-hmm.
I literally for an hour, if we had a class,
mm-hmm.
I literally would have to feed our dogs continuously.
Mm-hmm.
Just
or we would take, you know, have somebody, or we would put them in the van.
Yeah.
You know.
Which was fine in the fall
yeah.
and the winter, but it wasn't fine in the summer.
I mean, when we would have our classes, people would just go, oh, that's Charlie Ray, isn't it? You know, because they would become extremely needy.
Yes.
And this little guy is no drama.
No. And we really put out there exactly what we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. And it's just been a blessing. I feel I'm seeing the world through abundance, not through lack.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing the world through abundance. And I'm also seeing that this guy was the right dog
mm-hmm.
for us.
And abundance, like you said, I feel abundant having Elliot.
I do too. I feel happy.
Yeah. It's a very different experience.
Right.
So I think we're going to be learning along the way other people's judgments, I guess.
Right.
But and no need to defend who we are.
No.
No need. I feel real proud of him. He's just doing such a, he looks like he's growing every hour.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Can I talk to you about a faux pas I had yesterday or 2 days ago?
Sure.
I didn't know how to respond to this, and I need your motherly help because I really felt stupid. yeah, so I was helping Dad at work and was doing something, and this gentleman comes out, and we have a pretty big Mennonite population in our area. So either he is Mennonite or he just has one of those beards, you know?
Ooh.
And looks like a farmer with a beard.
Mm-hmm.
So he could just be, his beards are really popular now with Duck Dynasty and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So usually I used to be able to figure it all out. Now I can't. So
mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we cross paths. And he said something to me that took me totally off guard. And I don't know why. And he said, good afternoon, lady. Or no, yeah, good afternoon, my lady. And I'm like, oh.
Top of the morning to you.
And that was that's exactly what I wanted to say.
Did you say that?
So I said nothing.
Uh-huh.
Because my first reaction was to say, top of the morning to you.
Exactly.
But it wasn't. It was the afternoon. And I felt that would have been ridiculous. And I'm like, I can't say, well, I said good day, sir.
Yeah.
That would have been horrible. So I do top because good afternoon, my lady. And I'm like, oh, all right.
Top of the afternoon,
and my
sir.
Brain shut down. My brain literally shut down. I had no good comeback to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have said, good afternoon to you too, sir.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been appropriate.
That would have been.
But instead, it was like, shut, you know, the
brain
gears
and
my brain were slowing down.
I don't know what to do with this.
Yes. And, you know, Dad being nice, saying, I told him the story. And he's like, oh, it's because you're tired. You're usually much nicer than that. Because I was dumbfounded because my first response was,
mm-hmm. top of the morning.
Top of the morning to you too, sir.
Huh.
And that would not have been appropriate. So I said nothing. So to the gentleman out there who said good afternoon, lady, my lady. I think he even said my lady.
I'm my like, lady? Oh.
My lady, good afternoon. I'm like, oh, all righty then. Such politeness, such,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Wouldn't it be funny, though, he sees you and his brain shuts down and
yes.
out of his mouth comes, good afternoon, m'lady.
Yeah, I don't know what to say.
What did I just say?
Good afternoon, m'lady.
What just came out of my mouth?
So we had a meeting of our minds setting down for a split second.
You know, is it in the Mennonite community, is the beard mean you're single or married?
No, I think it means you're married.
Oh, you grow the beard because you got married.
Yeah, so it seems kind of wrong for the wife.
I would have thought just the opposite. Like, you know, you can identify a single Mennonite by the beard.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
well,
I don't know either. I guess it doesn't make any neither one.
No, none of it matters.
Top of the morning, teaser. Love your beard. Love your beard.
Are you a Mennonite? Yeah.
Do you watch Duck Dynasty? They're like, Jill, all I said was hello.
Yeah, all I said was hello, lady. Jill laughed.
And then Kenny goes back to you. Yeah, well, I said good day.
I said good day,
ma'am.
Yes, exactly right. So that was kind of funny, because so last night you were on the phone with your good friend. And I've downgraded her a little bit, because I used to call her your best friend in the beginning of the show, and now she's downgraded to good friend. Because I'm like, well, aren't I your best friend, kiddo?
That's right. You're my bestest. You're my bestie.
So I come home, and I mean, here's the deal. I feel like I have a blessed life, a very non-traditional life. You know, I've got Doug, been together for a long time.
Got his kids.
You know, I love it, whatever. But he's not my spiritual
go-to.
No, that's you. And literally, we will have probably spent hours the course of the week just chit-chatting about spiritual stuff, about these good issues.
Yes. Now, not just normal issues, but deep, resonant, reflective issues.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And now with Dad, I have a very good, strong relationship with my father as well, but I can go a week.
And that's why you're not on the pole, girlfriend.
Yes. That's exactly right. Well, I love that Chris Rock joke. My only job is to keep my girls off the pole.
That's right.
That's my only job. Well, Dad,
and now people just have them in their bedrooms.
Exactly. It's a whole different thing. But I can go a whole week being in his inner circle, but not really talking to him more than about just work or idle chit chat or you know, did you hear this joke or what? Very minor stuff. And then you were on the phone for, and I got
2.5 hours.
And literally I came home and he was up, which is pretty rare. And I was talking to him, and we talked literally for 2.5 hours, and it felt like a heartbeat.
Did it really?
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome.
Really? Talking to your father was awesome.
Well,
you have to tell me what you did.
Here's the reason why. Okay, so I really do believe, now, I don't know if this is true, but I really heard this was an Amish tradition or a saying or just, I don't know, that they believe that you don't get everything from your husband, that you can get other things from other people and so forth.
Right.
So I believe that for everybody.
Yes.
Like, I know with your relationship
with me. That's
just
not an old Amish tradition. But, I mean, as a psychotherapist, I mean, that's
pretty smart.
A tool we learn, yeah. Of course. Okay.
Yeah, if you have a couple that says they should get everything from each other, you got a struggling couple.
Yeah,
it's just impossible.
Yes.
And so with you, I know what I can talk about. But when it starts coming to world events or injustice with life and things like that, that is not a topic that you will give any moment of your time to.
That's true.
And so with Dad, and you shut Dad down about this too. If he gets on a rampage about this, you're like, please just stop. I mean, really, what are you going to do about
I go, he'll say, what do you think about that? I'm going, I went to my mind palace like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah, sorry. And so I had been hearing a lot of, I had basically a podcast binge for the last 48 hours. So I had a lot of interesting things to talk about, and he'll listen to me on this stuff. And we don't usually have time alone to talk about it, so I'm talking to him, and I said, you know what, I heard this great story on a Radio Lab, and it was about that one mall that was under a terrorist attack,
And the difference in Africa, I think it was Kenya, the difference between what all the eyewitness accounts were compared to what really happened, and how you can get to a place where you go, I still don't know if I believe what they're telling me is true, mm-hmm. even though there's evidence of it, because I know what I saw. And then, and we would talk about this, and then we talked about this other story, another podcast called Serial, which I'm just digging. And it's a story, I think I mentioned it before, it's a story about this senior in high school
boy who
was convicted of killing his ex-girlfriend,
right.
who was also a senior in high school.
Right.
This is in 1999 in Baltimore. A tragic story all the way around, because the end result is that this girl is dead. But we're the friends of this boy, of this now man, really feels that he was wrongly convicted and so forth. And I was telling him some of the points of the case. But the one point of the case was this, that he's talking to the reporter for a long time, and he said, you know, I tell everybody who comes in, you know, or like he's up for an appeal because he had told his lawyer, who now is dead, who passed away, that he wanted a plea bargain, to plea bargain this out. And the reporter is like, well, wait a minute. You've said that you've been innocent this entire time. Why did you want a plea bargain? He goes, because in the time that I was in prison and in jail, I didn't see anybody not get, you know, found guilty. If they were up for murder, they were all just, you know, convicted. And they were looking at like 60 years, 70 years. And I'm thinking, oh my God, I could literally spend my whole life in prison for a crime I didn't commit. And maybe I could somehow, get a plea deal and get out. And the prosecutor said, well, we never would have given you a plea deal. Well, that's not the same as my lawyer asking for one.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no evidence that she did, and I asked her to ask you guys for one. But it was interesting because he kept saying that the hardest part about being in prison is, and that you believe that you're innocent, is that you have no chance of getting out. I gotta get a cough drop, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
hold on one second.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to sing while we're doing this?
I'm going to hum. That's exactly right.
Okay.
Some water.
Yeah, good.
But you can't, you really have no chance of parole unless you show them remorse. And so you can't show remorse unless you say you did it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't do it, mm-hmm. and I don't know if you did or not. We're not.
Yeah, see, this is why I don't get into these things.
Yes.
Because those things just make me crazy.
Right.
It's like, you know, it's like a cone, K-O-A-N. You know, it's
yes.
like you just can't get out of it. You know, it just keeps, you know, a bigger mystery and whatever. And I just don't like to be frustrated like that.
Well,
because I don't know all the facts. Even if I knew the facts, like you said, what was that Anna Eisenin quote?
Yes.
It's not what
you don't see how things are. You see how
you
we
see
are.
Things see, as you are.
Yes.
Not as they are, but as you are.
Right.
Yeah. So.
And that's a very good point. And so, and here we are. And the truth is, I may never know the answer to the story.
But you got to talk to your father for 2.5 hours.
And we really talked about this idea that this, you know, the Bible quote, be not of the world but in the world. Or be in the world but not of the world, or however it is.
Judaism.
Yeah, I'm not quoting it right because it's not in front of me. But this, because it could make you effing crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't ever know anything after it happened.
Mm-hmm.
The past really is just immediately the past. And is only there for your interpretation,
mm-hmm.
because there is no real truth in the past. There is only truth at this exact moment, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
And so we discussed that.
Well, especially when now you're starting to go into my territory that I enjoy, Because when you're talking about this, then you realize that we are, you know, weaving the world as we go. As we go, we are creating this world as we go through our thoughts, through our well. Now that we know our happiness, our joy trajectories, you know, we keep creating better and better, a better and better world for us. We were talking last week that the world that we created in these last 12 months for us is much better than the world before. And that world was better than the world before. So that is you know, that's how I like to see things, you know.
Yes.
You were telling me that at your dinner, your birthday dinner last night with your, you know, the couples that went out, you posed this, you asked this question.
I did.
I'll let you do it because I thought it was so intriguing. And that I could see you asking this question to everybody going, what? What's Julie asking? But you asked something like, has anything supernatural ever happened to any of you?
So there was
Cricket
Julie and Dave,
Cricket,
Josh and Jen and Doug, right, and me. And so it is not uncommon for me to experience supernatural things, right?
Right.
What that means to me is I can't explain it. That's what it means to
right.
me. And they're like, well, what do you mean? I go, okay, I'll give you like UFO, maybe a ghost thing, maybe a psychic thing that came true.
Anything supernatural.
When you were a little kid, did you do a Ouija board and it came true? Anything supernatural. And like, no, I really can't say I have.
Like you said, it was just crickets. Crickets.
Really?
Crickets.
And it was funny because Josh was like, okay, so you saw two UFOs. I go, yes. I go, and I'm not telling you that I saw, I'm not saying I saw UFOs from outer space.
Our little green men.
I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you I saw an unidentified flying object.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same, to the two times I saw it, I had seen stories about these episodes within the week after the episode.
I know exactly what you're talking about. The first one was... there's one with us, me and you.
Yes.
And the second one you saw, and then you made us go out and see it. Tell about that second one first.
Okay, so I'm
right
coming
above our house.
Yes. I'm coming as at least probably 10 years, maybe 13 years ago. And so I'm driving in late. It's about 10 o'clock maybe. Beautiful night sky, stars everywhere. But no, not I'm not seeing a moon because the stars are just so bright. And I am a star watcher, no doubt about it.
Yes.
And I've seen the Northern Lights. I mean, I just love looking at the stars.
Mm-hmm.
And so I look up, and I see what I initially assume is a satellite. I see that all the time. I kind of love looking for satellites.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't blinking. I'm like, oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then I notice that there's two other parts, two other satellite things following, but it makes the shape of a triangle. And it covers up stars.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, holy mother of God, this is a triangle.
This is really big, and it was big.
And so I run into the house, and it's late, and I said, there's a UFO.
You come in the bedroom screaming, there's a UFO above our house.
And Dad's like, gets dressed. Luckily, he had clothes on. That's not common. But he had to, usually I have to not, but luckily, for whatever reason, you guys were dressed, so that was synchronicity. And he ran out of the house, and I'm like, oh, I lost it, and then I found it. And I was able to point out to Dad, he goes, I have no idea what that is.
Yeah. It blocked out
all
the stars.
And so then I remember weeks later I would hear about the story about Tinley Park having this triangle.
Right, the Tinley Park triangle.
And then which is not that far from us in some sense. We're still in Illinois.
Right.
And then I heard, I saw a documentary about it, a year later.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, this is wild. And I think it all happened during an Ozzy Osbourne concert or something. That was the night it happened at Tinley Park.
Right,
And, excuse me.
Exactly right.
And so it was so weird. And so I told them that story.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, I don't believe you. I go, you don't believe that I saw this object in the sky. I'm not saying it's a UFO. I go, I have an uncle that works for Boeing. I saw one of their videos where they're showing all these interesting new planes they're coming up with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wild looking.
mm-hmm. you know, to see these ideas, mm-hmm. you know.
But then you had, then we should talk about the one that we had probably, did you say this was like 10 or 12 years old? Because this was about 14 years ago that you and I had. And we were traveling down the road, and we saw a triangle,
yes.
and then it split off into three.
Yes.
And then it would come back again,
mm-hmm.
and it's and regroup and be one big triangle.
Over and over and over again, we saw it.
And again, yeah, and then it would split off again. And we just pulled over because we thought...
Well, I called the police.
Yeah. when something like this happens, you don't really... You just don't... I don't know. I just felt weird, you know.
Yes.
And so we did call the police, and we're saying, is anybody seeing this? And no, no, no. But then the next night, I think, it was on Larry King.
Yeah.
Or something.
But it was over Michigan, Lake
Yeah,
Michigan.
It was over Lake Michigan. Well, of course, we're right by Lake Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, overall, if you're seeing things in the sky way up, I mean, it wouldn't be totally odd to say that we
no.
could have seen it.
So you told them that experience, right?
Yes, and... they just didn't believe me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told this other one. Oh, because they're like, well, they go, because Josh goes, well, has anything happened to you that was supernatural? I'm like, yeah. I go, enough for everybody in this room or in this on this table. So I'm just shocked.
Mm-hmm.
And not that I expect it, but I must not be against it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't, or my mind doesn't close it off to something else.
Mm-hmm. Well, I told you when I was probably... 5 or 6 years old
mm-hmm.
at a birthday party, and you know, we would never do this now, because I don't believe in Ouija boards. I mean, I don't believe I want to touch a Ouija board.
Right.
But we were all playing with the Ouija board, and everybody had a turn, and it was my turn, and it spelled out, "You will marry Norman," you
right.
know, and everybody just thought. All the girls just thought that was hysterical, that name. And it was, at the time, there was a song. I don't know if it was number one mm-hmm. or not, but it was called Norman, ooh, Norman. And so I just thought, oh, they're saying that because of this song, you know.
Right.
And, well, of course.
Fast forward.
So, you know, Normano
yeah.
is here. And yes, I married Norman. Norman.
And, you know, it's so funny because that...
So I would call that supernatural.
Oh, yes, that's what I call supernatural, just those fun things in life. But then I would go, then this is how I would, you know, ask the next question. I would be like the sage in The Matrix, where Neo walks in and to the sage, and, you know, she goes, oh, don't mind the vase. And then he turns around and goes, what vase? And he breaks the vase. I said, don't worry about it. And then he goes, oh, and goes, but what's going to really mess you up is, would you have knocked it over if I didn't say anything?
Mm-hmm.
So would you have married Norman if he didn't say on the Ouija board? Did somewhere that little seed get inside of you?
Yeah.
And then once you met someone, luckily he was cute and played the guitar and he thumped you off your feet.
Yeah.
Your defenses were down.
Well, my defenses were down because here I am pulling up to his fraternity house and there's this guy, you know, sitting on a Pontiac Bonneville, the hood, you know,
yeah.
just in jeans. No shoes, no shirt, drinking a beer out of a bottle, and eating a hard-boiled egg, and he has his guitar, you know, on the windshield there, and I'm like you said, Holy Mother of God. I was like, okay, I just met Cool Hand Luke or something,
yeah.
you know.
So what was it? Was it the beer?
Only,
was it the
yeah.
eggs, or was it the guitar?
I don't know. It's like, and none of that is in his wheelhouse now.
Yeah, yeah.
Is for that one brief moment in time, the sun was shining down on this beautiful Pontiac Bonneville. There was this guy just like, you know, old jeans and
the heavens opened up and it was playing music and
yeah,
ah, lovely. Yeah, those kind of things. That's what I want to know about for people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it felt kind of sad to think that people don't experience those fun things.
Yeah, well, I guess so. You're right.
Well, it was interesting because David did go, well, you know, I was alone in my college dorm, and it was an old dorm, and I swear I heard someone say my name twice, and there was no one around.
Mm-hmm.
I go, that's kind of, I consider that in that field,
right.
you know.
Well, you did tell them about Charlie Ray. Yes. Why don't you tell the people about...
Oh, this is a very odd one.
We were having a course, a class.
Yes. And it was on forgiveness, I think. Or was it on...
I think it was on forgiveness.
I might have been forgiveness.
But our MO is that, you know, we separate because otherwise we hear each other talk and
it's just in the timing box.
And so I'm in my room and you're in the office,
opposite side of the house.
Pardon me?
Opposite side of the house,
right.
Totally far away from each other. And I'm getting ready, and I'm.
It's like 5 minutes before the class.
I have my crystal. I'm centering myself. I'm getting in touch. You know, with God set my intentions. And then I hear this lovely, sweet, just humming and
beautiful
music.
Mystical.
Yeah. No words. And I go, oh, Mom must be singing. That's so sweet. I love it. And then, so I didn't think anything of it. And then afterwards, you know, time passed. And
class came over.
Yes. And I later on go, oh, it was so nice to hear you kind of sing, you know, before class. And you're like, that wasn't me. I go, what do you mean it wasn't you? I go, it wasn't me.
You heard the singing, right?
I heard it. And Dad was in the same room.
Yeah.
And you go, it was coming out of Charlie Ray's mouth. I go, oh, crap. He's a dog of a lifetime, but he's not an opera singer.
This music was coming out of his mouth, and he was even shocked. The look on his face was like, WTF, what is going on?
Yeah.
You know?
Now, see, I could be totally freaked out and scared by it.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do about it?
Yeah.
I'm going to make lemonade out of lemons. Not even lemons. It was just a very interesting situation.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like, well, that's
interesting. You didn't say lemonade around me. You know that.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm going to contain myself right
please,
now.
Well, please do.
But that really did happen. I mean, you heard that singing, how beautiful it was.
Yes.
Or whatever you want to call it. It wasn't singing, but it was like
humming.
Yeah. Very ethereal.
Yeah.
And he was just looking around like, wow. He had his mouth open.
Yeah.
And this just came out. And Dad and I, our jaws are dropping. And then you go, Mom, this course starts in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, and
you
I'm
ready?
Like,
okay.
You
had to get really back in the present
moment.
Yeah,
I had to get back in my body.
Yeah. You didn't mention it either during the class, so I'm glad.
I guess she
freaked out.
What am I going to say?
Yeah, and then after time had passed, nothing had happened, you know. So it was just an
incident. You never did it again.
No. So in some ways, it just happened. It was a one-time event.
Mm-hmm.
That's a kind of a cool story to tell.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And
I just always
they were doubting me.
It.
I'm like, well, guys, why would I make this stuff up? I mean, it's a kind of an odd story to make up.
Well, yeah, how would that, yeah, of all the things that we could, you know, fabricate.
Right.
Why would that be?
Exactly.
Because, I mean, obviously we'd do it much bigger and better.
Right. Like, this could just be the brain that you have. You see the world as you are. I remember when Grandpa passed away and, you know, feeling being upstairs and just crying and mm-hmm. and seeing a tree shadow on my ceiling. And I swear a picture of Jesus showed up in that. And I'm like, all right, Jesus, hi. And I was kind of freaked out then because,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to see anything like that necessarily. I just kind of a little freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
But I think our brain sees things the way we want to see the world.
Mm-hmm. Or I think I like that quote. But also, I mean, there's a lot of things that happen that maybe our brain is receptive to.
Yes.
And even though we don't think it is.
Exactly.
You know, we see, just like, I know we got to end shortly, but when my brother died, we were without a phone, and we were in, I think, in Ohio or someplace.
Yeah, we were traveling without a phone. Yeah.
And, you know, I had a dream.
Yeah.
A very, very, very vivid dream. And after the dream was over and it was about my brother, you know, I said, Norm, we've got to call home. Because, and so, you know, we're open to things.
You know? Yeah, exactly. So I had a lot more on my list because you always say come full.
I do. I just
and so I always feel bad. I don't even want to talk about what I want to talk about because I don't want the audience to get mad at me for not talking about things that I foreshadow and, you know, or feed. So, but I have a lot more to talk about. So we won't.
Oh
be
gosh! Oh my gosh!
But luckily, I didn't say the idea of God is love because that would have just been too much.
Because that's what you said last week.
I know.
Never got around to it.
I know.
But is God still love for you?
Yes, He is. And
okay.
I've got more information about that as well.
Oh, you've got, did God give you the information?
Yes, He did.
That's great.
Exactly. You know, I said, and all week long I get more information. It's awesome.
I know, like one of my friends, well, I said, you know, I just, in my relationship right now, I'm just so fearful of, you know, this, you know, my boyfriend. And I said, you know, when, I said, God is love, love is kind, love is patient. You know, I never hear love is fearful.
Yeah. That's a good, let's just end it with that. That's perfect.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. All right, everyone. We want to say thank you for listening to Life with a Girlfriend.
Yeah,
our
great,
cold
right?
is getting better at each and every day.
Oh, we're just better.
We really are.
Yeah, and it was great, Julie. I love you.
It was great. It was great.